right out of high school, I started at this dealership washing cars and progressively moved on up. I've been in the service department, I worked on the cars, cleaned them, sold them, done about everything. The most satisfaction I get out of working at Moore Shoreline is helping somebody get into a new vehicle. It's rewarding. It's a small dealership, we're family here, and we spend more time with people here than we do with our own families, and most of the time family comes here to see us. Everybody knows everybody's family, and it's great. Oh, I love GM. I had three uncles retired out of General Motors, and that's all I know is General Motors. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline. You will get more at Moore Shoreline.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, Ten Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6, starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450 and exclusive model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Listen to the WNLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WNLW Sports Network. No, that's actually wrong. WNLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Dan Banky with your call tonight from Laker Country as the Cass City Redhawks are on the road in a Greater Than West showdown. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WNLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for breaking rights. Join me today from the Huron County View, the man who puts the P in playoffs, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WNLW Sports, Dave Hansen. From the Satellite County News, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike Gallagher, and our Director of Sports Information at the WNLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions. When that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. In our last broadcast 2 weeks ago, Mike Gallagher was the most accurate, or I should say the least wrong, between Cass City and USA, and here we are in Lakers.
No doubt. He made the right pick. I know I was shocked. I really thought Cass City would certainly be a track meet, and USA certainly hung around a lot longer than we all thought, and it was a quality game for us to watch because of that. But yes, we were all significantly on the high side there.
Yep, I agree. It was a great game. I thought USA put up a great fight, and we'll see what happens tonight.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game on the WNLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Mike won last time, he will go last, so the order tonight is Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, Doug Cole, and then finally, Mike Gallagher. So Dave, the tee is yours.
Well, Clark, I certainly think we have a great football game. I think it's going to be a one-score game, no matter who wins. It's very evenly matched teams. From what I've recognized so far, is Cass City is pretty banged up. They got a lot of guys that are not 100%. There's a lot of guys that are going to play, but they're just not healthy. On the other side, Lakers is a very young team, led by a very experienced quarterback. I think Cass City would like to say that they have a very experienced quarterback as well. So pretty evenly matched there. But the team with the most talent, the most blow your doors off offensive individual players is Cass City. So I am going to go against everything that I've been flipping around on all day. If you'd asked me an hour ago, I probably would have told you Lakers can win. I think it's that close. I'm going to take a shot at Cass City coming on the road and try to win two in a row against the Lakers. I got 27-21 in what should be a fantastic back and forth game.
A 6-point victory, according to Dave Hansen, in favor of the Cass City Redhawks, the away team. Now we move to Paul P. Adams. And let's pull up. He messaged me. He's on his way to Caseville in North Huron tonight in eight-player football. So here's what Paul had to say. Since 2016, the Greater Thumb West has gone to either the Lakers or Cass City. This season looks to be no different, according to Paul P. Adams. The Red Hawks have had a difficult time finding consistency with their offense. They will have trouble finding traction against a stout Laker defense, which bottled up Bad Axe and shut out Reese. The Lakers also feature a diverse running game and an experienced quarterback of their own with Bryce Sears. Paul P. Adams is saying Lakers 18, Cass City 14. Four-point victory for the Lakers, according to Paul P. Adams. Now, Doug Cole, our director of game data, or sports information. Sorry about that, Doug.
No worries, Clark. I think this is going to be a great game. I've been going back and forth the whole day on the ride up. But
a long ride, that's for sure.
Yep, it was a lot of time for thinking, but but I think Lakers are going to pull this one off. I agree with Dave on the point spread amount, 6. However, I got Lakers win by 6, 26-20.
26-20, a 6-point victory according to Doug Cole for the Ellington Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 26-20. And now last broadcast champion, Mike Gallagher from the San Diego County News. He's saying while both offenses usually feature run-heavy offenses, Mike Gallagher feels the difference tonight will be decided by the quarterbacks, Bryce Sears and Stan Cothrell. Last season it was Cothrell who was the difference, throwing for 2 scores, but tonight, according to Mike Gallagher, tonight will be Bryce Sears' turn to shine. He's taking Lakers 24, Cass City 16. So an 8-point victory, according to Mike Gallagher, for the Lakers. So kind of all nice and neat here for the Lakers. Paul P. Adams, Doug Cole, and Mike Gallagher each taking Lakers. Paul P. Adams with 4, Doug Cole at 6 in the middle, Mike Gallagher at 8. And the other side of the fence, Dave Hansen picking Cass City by 6 points, 21. For Lakers, 27 for the Red Hawks.
I like everybody's picks. I will say I went against my normal trend. I don't usually pick teams that are banged up and that are struggling. But if there's a game to bandage up and play your butt off, tonight's the night in a rivalry game. So I'm hoping the talent overshines. But Lakers is a very good football team. Don't get me wrong. I would not be surprised if they pull out and win this game by a couple scores.
No matter what happens, this is going to be a great game, I think.
Yes, indeed. Now looking at the other schedule around the area tonight in eight-player football. Flint International is at Deckerville. Don't let the 2-1 record fool you of Flint International. Deckerville at 3-0.
Don't let it fool you at all, but Deckerville is still the best team in the area, and let them roll. The Eagles win.
Moving on, Genesee and Mayville. Mayville should roll in that one. They're 2-1 on the season. They're only lost to a state champion, Morris. CPS is at Burton Atherton. Caseville at North Huron. We'll have updates from Paul P. Adams on that one. North Huron 3-0. Caseville 0-3. New Haven Merritt 3-0 at Peck, who is also 3-0. Akron Fairgrove at Owen Gage tonight in the NCTL White Division. Morris at Ashley, and then Kingston at Burton Madison tomorrow.
Certainly some good games, but I mean the one to keep an eye on there: 2-1 Kingston, 2-1 Burton Madison. I like Kingston in that game, but one of the better games in the area. Obviously, we always like to keep an eye on Deckerville. They've been a fun team to watch the last handful of years.
Moving on to eight-player football, we're in Greater Thumb Conference play. So the crossover game tonight would be Ubley at Reese. Ubley 3-0, Reese at 2-1. Their only loss to Lakers, who is Lakers shut them out 18-0. Ubley still undefeated on the season.
Ubley is very sound, very disciplined, very physical. They're not big. They're not fast. They just don't make a lot of mistakes. Reese is a team that's trying to upstart that program, trying to reignite the dominance they used to have. 2-1, they're off to a nice start. At home helps. I still think Ubley survives, outlasts them, wins by a couple scores.
In the Greater Thumb East, we have Brown City at Harbor Beach. Brown City 2-1, Harbor Beach 3-0.
2-1 is a nice start for Brown City, but Harbor Beach is just starting to get things going. I know they had a big loss last week at tailback, but Harbor Beach is going to find a way to win this game, and I think they win fairly handily when it's done.
Memphis is at Marlette, both teams 0-3.
Memphis has won one game in the last how many years in the Greater Thumb Conference?
Yeah.
Marlette is not a very good football team, but at home, Marlette will get their first win.
KPAC at Sandusky. KPAC winless on the season. Sandusky 1-2.
This is a game that Sandusky needs really bad. I still think they're the third best team in the Greater Thumb Conference, an outside shot to make the playoffs. It's a must-win game for them, and I think they do and win handily.
Moving on to the Greater Thumb West, we have Carroll at Vassar. Carroll 1-2, Vassar 0-3.
And this is the ugly of the ugly in the Greater Thumb West. Carroll wins just because Vassar is just not very good.
Moving on, then, Bad Axe at USA, a game you'll hear on Carroll Let's Talk Sports 92.1 tonight. Bad Axe 1-2, USA 1-2.
A very intriguing game. There's two really good games in the West. The one that's right in front of us, Bad Axe USA, is the other one. I just think